So there you have it, Creeps and Kitties. That is the entire brand new EP from the Get Minds. It's entitled Gold. It is available now on all your streaming platform services. I'm joined here by Dave.
Hello.
And Phil.
Cliff,
god damn it! I told you I was bad at names.
Every single person does that, though. It's the funniest thing.
Is it always Phil?
It's always Phil.
Really?
Yeah, always. I don't know what it is. I should have been Phil. Yeah. I should just be Phil.
You got Phil energy.
Big
Phil energy. I'm sorry, Cliff.
That's
truly,
okay.
Truly, I am.
Honestly, you're probably like the 100th person that's done that.
Yeah. That's so weird that it's
and Phil. People that know me.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it's that's weird.
Always got Phil all the time.
I was Phil in another life,
in another
I'm sure.
Life, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, just different beer.
Yeah.
Always Phil. I totally derailed my thoughts on that. Oh, shit. Anyways, the album is entitled Gold. It's available now.
Yes.
It sounded fucking excellent. Like, I'm not lying when I'm telling you people out there in Radioland. Like, I have to turn down the fader because this thing is mastered to the fucking tits.
Michael Krauscher.
That's good. He's
Little Red Sound Studio. Yeah.
And Michael Krauscher energy.
Yeah.
LRS energy.
He's got that fucking thing boosted and it sounded fucking rad.
Yeah.
None of that fucking tweaking up your stereo to listen to the local album. Be like, oh, I got to put it on fucking 12.
Yeah. Oh, no. No 12s.
No.
Twos.
He puts it on 12.
There you go. I like it. So the album's out, came out February. I hear that the official release show is in the works, correct?
It is, yeah. But I think what we want to do is to release Silver first. And I think that's going to come around in early May, probably the first week of May, I think. Whatever the Bandcamp Friday is, Bandcamp folks.
There you go.
Go Bandcamp.
Yeah, go to Bandcamp. Pay your artist.
Spotify. First Friday in May, whatever date that is. And the idea behind the release show is that we'll play the entirety of Gold and Silver from front to back.
I like it. I like it. Not enough bands do that, man.
Yeah. So that's the idea here. You know? Bring a bunch of buds together, just have a ripper, you know?
That sounds fucking wonderful. So what, first off, why gold and silver? Is there a method behind the madness of the naming conventions?
Well, if you've ever seen us live, we wear some pretty fancy jackets.
You are very sparkly.
We're the sparkliest band.
I was telling that guy, the old dude that got those shirts for me, and I was telling him, he's like, yeah, they're great. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, was he wearing like the fucking glitter jacket? He's like, oh, he's got the glitter jacket. I'm like,
yeah. Excellent. So gold and silver. Those are the colors of our jackets.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a little changeover
all
here.
All right.
Yeah.
And gold one, silver two.
Do you, seem to make sense.
Do you swap the jackets when you swap the instruments?
No.
And nobody wants to put that jacket on after we've been playing. That thing weighs about three times as much.
It's stuck to you.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you can't even take it off if you wanted to. You got to wait till they dry.
Between us.
Yeah.
Very cool. So the silver's coming out soon. You guys were nice enough to burn both the albums for me on this beautiful verbatim CDR.
The real shit.
Yeah, I got it, man. It's they used to have like there was a catchphrase for verbatim on their CDs, but I forget what it's called now. Mm.
Yeah, so online it's going to be two separate EPs, but we will have physical copies that like vinyl that will be the two combined with a secret song in there as well.
Song.
And you got the secret song today.
Hey!
We might
get to it, folks. Depends how much we choose to chat. We got 20.
We'll see.
We got 23 minutes left. Will we get through it all? We'll see. Very cool. I like the fact that you guys are pressing vinyl. I highly encourage it. I'm a big vinyl guy. Usually this show is mostly vinyl. That's what that big bag of records is. But since you guys brought me CDs, today we're doing CDs.
We are.
What do you guys want to hear off of Silver? What should we dig into? Because I don't have a track list for this, so I'm operating completely blind on this part of the CDR.
Yeah, we are jumping in blind.
We're in undisclosed territory.
There is a song, I think it's the first one on the Silver, is it?
Yeah,
False Prophets?
I guess it would be track 8.
That
would be 7.
There's
6 on gold.
7 is the secret.
Oh, it starts with the secret?
It's in the middle.
It's a bridge song.
So on the vinyl, it's going to end at the end of gold.
What is gold and silver? Is that like platinum? Is it the platinum single?
It's the platinum single.
Once you hear it, you'll know. You'll know.
Oh, shit.
Please.
Continue.
The song from Silver is called False Prophets. We have a music video that's pretty much ready to rock.
There you go.
We'll be releasing it when we release the single, which we'll do before the album comes out.
What's the best way for people to find your music videos? Do you guys have a specific YouTube channel or just go in and generically Google it?
Just look up the Get Minds on YouTube, and we have a YouTube channel.
I see it right here. So. It is just the Get Minds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Straight up.
I'm going to make whoever I'm logged into right now subscribe.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, so you're saying track 8, yes? We're skipping over track seven.
We're skipping over
the platinum single.
Yeah.
If we shut up enough, maybe we'll get to it.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, what's the song called?
False Prophets.
All right. Excellent. I'm sorry, Phil.
It's Cliff.
I know.
Yeah.
that was two brand new, unreleased tracks from the Get Mines. That last song was Heavy Metal Sunday before that False Prophets, which will have a music video coming out very soon, and you can get it all and put it in your ears on the upcoming Bandcamp Friday.
Bandcamp Friday is in
May?
May.
You gotta wait a whole month, kids.
Yeah, May something.
Do your taxes, get your return, then go buy the new Get Mines album.
As soon as the sun comes out, so does our album.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Set your watch by
it. Yeah, it releases as the sun rises. You hear the cock crow, and you're like,
oh, that's right.
Get Mines.
Yeah, just screaming Heavy Metal Sunday, getting you out of bed.
It's going to be as hot as the weather at that point.
That's right.
I love it. If you guys are just tuning in, you are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. You can find us here each and every Thursday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. at 90.1 on your radio dial. At cjsf.ca and on the new CJSF app on your Android or Apple or I don't know, BlackBerry, is that still a thing?
I think BlackBerry. Yeah, it had a moment. There's a movie.
What was that?
There's a movie lately.
Was that like the Plus One phone or something like that?
The
One Plus, the something. I don't know.
I missed the keyboard on the BlackBerry. That thing was.
Yeah, you wanted the tactile?
Oh,
you
know,
you need the QWERTY?
Oh, you could type anything while not looking.
Head down to an art form.
Yeah.
I've been hanging out here for the past hour and 45 minutes and 45 seconds.
Count down.
With the boys from the Get Mines. Boys, how'd you spend your day?
I fixed a fence.
Ooh, guy fixing fences?
Yeah.
Was it a white picket fence?
Nope, it was cedar.
Smells lovely.
Yeah,
fresh.
Smells delicious now.
Yeah. I'm not sure I want to tell the punk rock community here about what I do for a living.
No?
I'm going to lose all my legitimacy if I do that. Yeah.
What are you, just like pet babies? Or?
Yeah, just pet babies. And, you know, it's... I have a babe farm.
It's a little more corporate.
It's
just stocks and bonds. Just merge, sell.
Meetings and,
buy, sell. Yeah.
Meetings and redlining. All that. Pretty dull.
Sounds less fun. Sounds much less fun.
Get out my frustrations.
There you go.
Day-to-day life.
Right. Yeah, we don't talk about day-to-day stuff.
No.
We talk about rock and roll.
Rock and roll and false prophets.
Rock and roll and comic books. Bubblegum.
I do like comic books. You guys read any good comic books lately?
Been
comic
while,
people?
Man. Been a while.
Sorry.
Out of the game these days. Yeah.
All right, well, I don't have that to talk about, Judith. I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? What should the people out in Radioland know about the Get Mines? What if you could direct them to things that can help your band, what would you want them to hear?
Follow us on YouTube, follow us on Bandcamp, buy stuff on Bandcamp. That's kind of the best way to make money. Like,
We
could get millions of streams on Spotify, and it doesn't mean
$0.10
to send you a check for $12. I don't know. Like, I think that our band, just the way that we sort of started our band, is always kind of a pretty casual thing. Again, like I said, we started this thing to play in after hours to bang together 10 songs as quick as we could. And sort of skip the part about, you know, marketing yourself. Doing all that shit.
Who needs it? Play shows, have fun. That is the motto.
Maybe we're waking up to...
We're trying to get more serious.
You guys got music videos.
Check out our music videos. We've worked really hard on those. Did them all ourselves.
Yeah, tell me more about this claymation video apparently you have.
Yeah, we did a claymation video during the pandemic. Mike's kids made some little clay figures of us.
So they are useful for something besides just taking a drummer away.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. They're starting to redeem themselves. A little bit.
And we did a stop motion video. Video and we put it up on the old YouTube there. And
cool. What song's that for?
That one's for Teacher Say.
Yeah, Teacher Say.
Teacher Say. Yeah, that's off the last album, which is called Looking Cool.
Let's see. Keep talking, man. Let me see if I can find this. I want to watch it.
Yeah, it's
I don't even like what's the theme of it really.
Teacher Say.
Yeah.
It's
just hilarious stuff.
It's got claymation. You guys riding on like a donkeys and a Pegasus, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. There's donkeys. There's Pegasuses.
It's whatever there's... small figurines could be found.
Yeah. We're on a cruise top. Ship at one at some, one point, you know, right. And okay. a lot of shenanigans. It's just, you know, the Getmines are for fun. The Getmines are our release, and we want it to be your release
as
well.
You're telling me that a band that wears sparkly jackets likes to have fun?
Go figure.
No way.
Yeah, come see us live. Yeah. Come see some sparkly jackets.
We're also super serious and boring in person. 100% serious.
Well, I want to watch this music video. So let's. This is the Getmines. This is Teacher Say. It's the official music video. You can watch it now on the YouTubes. It goes like this. Please don't have an ad. Oh, I see 15 seconds. Oh, we might have to hear advertisements. Oh,
we're not making money. What the heck?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let's just mute
Chipotle?
That for a second.
Come on.
No, we can talk over this Chipotle ad.
Oh,
I mean, that
God.
Chicken does look good, though.
Oh, yeah. Double look at steak. That flame. Mm. My goodness.
Yeah. Mm. 15 if only... seconds, you'll never get back.
All right, here we go.
What a delight.
All right, order free on the app, apparently. Was Teacher Say off of the album Looking Cool, which I can confirm when you see these boys live, they do look indeed pretty cool. Very sparkly.
That's to scale. It's it's exactly what we look like in person.
Yeah, you guys should see it. Like, the resemblance is uncanny. The lip syncing, spot on. The crowd, definitely to scale. Certainly not stolen from the live video.
No, not at all.
That is 100% a Get Minds crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it,
that's right.
I've seen it over and over. The exact same crowd in all of these different designs.
Yeah, exactly. They're all, like, 3 inches tall. Yeah. You have a very,
But there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah. Exactly. Together, they make one regular attendee.
Basically one person. Yeah.
Even when our crowds are small, they're big, you know?
Jesus Christ. we got about 5 minutes left in the show. I want to thank you boys again for hanging out with me.
Thank
I appreciate you making it
you.
All
yeah,
the way up
super
here.
Fun.
Yeah. Cliff, Dave, thanks for making the time. I do appreciate it. And thank you for the
we
care
appreciate
package.
You and all, you do.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is great.
It's very
so
good.
Much.
I encourage it. I've got two new shirts to put in my overly stuffed shirt drawer. I got a t-shirt problem.
They're actually the same shirt. We just didn't know which size you were.
Even better. I'll sell the other one.
There you go.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now I'm making money.
Got to support.
Yeah. I can be like, Dave, buy, sell.
That's right.
Yeah. Corporate Dave. Corporate Dave.
Yeah, that's me.
Everything about you screams.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Just screams corporate mergers.
Yeah. Mergers and acts.
Yeah. We need to talk about this. We'll take this offline. Talk about it next quarter.
Yeah.
We've got 5 minutes left in the show. We've got a couple songs left on the album, and there's one platinum single that
we're back to the platinum.
So, I mean, every album that we've released, mm-hmm. we have a gap filler.
The middle song.
So that we can, you know, boost the album a little bit.
Lead
right?
from one side to the next.
Okay. You guys are always thinking in sides.
We are.
Even though exclusively it's been albums
exactly
for
sale. It's online. But we love sides.
We love sides.
Yeah. What if it's on cassette? Is it like that weird, it's like flip tape now?
It's your Tom Petty
it's
moment.
It's Tom Petty, yeah. Right.
Hello, CD listeners.
This is the moment where we'll take a minute. We've had a gap filler 1 and a gap filler 2, and this is a gap filler 3, and we thought we'd go a little bit
switch it up a bit.
And the singer from my old band Man the Wolf, Eric Fortin, came out and
Eric Foreman?
Fortin.
Mm.
Yeah, Fortin. Yeah.
Yeah. From the 70s show.
Yeah.
That Eric.
That's right, yeah.
Where's Red?
Yeah.
Where's Red at? Fucking dumbass. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I completely cut you off there with the Eric Foreman.
Give me more. Show references.
We used to play in a band together, and he came out and did some singing on it. He's a pretty awesome vocalist.
So not only is it a special single, it's guest vocalist.
Yeah, and he also did some saxophone on it.
Ooh, I do like saxophone.
And it's a piano piece I wrote during the pandemic.
Oh, man. How many instruments do you play?
I can't count.
Oh, shit. All right. Making us look bad, eh, Dave?
Yeah, really.
All right.
It's I half play one.
Yeah. You're like, when I get the bass, I'm pantomiming.
I'm like literally doing the same thing. I'm not changing anything about what I do.
All right. Well, with that enticement, I'm changing the name of the album here to Platinum for this one.
Nice. All right. Nice. The Platinum single.
Yeah. So I guess it would be Gap Filler 3. What is it? The Gappening?
The Gappening, yes.
Hold on. I'm going to write that down. Gap Filler 3. Oh, sorry, hold on. Part.
It's three eyes. Actually.
Part 3.
Yeah. Roman numerals.
Very colon.
We're going to get to V, we swear.
The Gappening.
Gap and... Hing. That's a weird word to spell. Yeah, it looks like gapening now. I don't like that. Okay.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Gap, happening, gapening, gravening. It autocorrects to gravening?
Yeah, don't listen to the autocorrect.
That's not a fucking word.
You'll break your computer.
Gappening's not a word, but gravening is? I don't know.
All right.
Anyways, before we run out of time, this is the platinum single, The Gapening, Gap Filler Part 3 from the Get Minds. Ready? Let's go. Rad Radio.